5 years of piano and I have no idea how to play. Let's try again.
So, what's your theory about human existence?
My theory of human existence is that the government lives on the layer above us. In the world has multiple layers. There's the layer we're on, the layer above us, multiple layers below us. The layer above us has the government, which is why they say up is good, up is heaven, up is God. God is the leader of the government. The government is a real thing, however, religion doesn't play a part in it. Religion has come down from the government through representatives that they've sent down, such as Jesus and Moses. I wonder why Moses was supposed to have parted the sea. Well, because the government gave him the technology which they had at that time. The government still has that technology because the government is thousands of years in advance. They release their technology to us little by little through people like scientists or so-called scientists who really just come down from the government with their technology to drop off little tidbits, like Elon Musk.
He is a tidbit, okay.
He's a tidbit. He drops down technology from the government to us. Bill Gates, he was a tidbit. He dropped down technology from the government to us, which is what Apple is still doing. Apple is dropping down little bits of technology, facial recognition. The government has had that. Voice recognition, such as, hey Siri, recognizing my phone just turned on. It's always listening. They're always listening to everything that goes on. And that's just about the layer above us. The layer below us is where the government puts the so-called extinct or mythical things. The layer below us has the dinosaurs, and the cavemen, and the Neanderthals, and the layer below that, that has the mythical creatures. And the layer below that is where they put the so-called, like, evil mythical creatures. And the evil mythical creatures, such as demons, or like, hell is, I guess, what you would call that lower layer. But then the one above that is got, like, unicorns. Who would have thought of inventing a horse with a horn? Where would you get that idea from, other than if it was real? A horse with wings. Fairies, people with wings. Pixies, tiny little fairies. Flying monkeys, flying pigs. Giant whales of the sky. Who invents these things? The government. The government makes them. The government has released those little bits of information to us so that it won't be as crazy when we find it first. Because we'll be like, oh my god, this is a unicorn. We already have the name. Where you get that name? The government. Words. Language. Who tells you that the word person refers to a person? Your teacher, who told them? Their teacher. Who told them? Their teacher. Who invented language? Who, like, pointed to a rock and was like, rock? You know who did that? The government. Millions and billions of years ago. Science? Science is real. Science is done by the government. But you see, as the government fills out their little science-y things, and they're learning more and more, they release it to us thousands of years after they discover it, so that we think we're progressing enough to keep working and making food and producing things to send them. Rocket ships. Rocket ships go up into the so-called atmosphere, which is the government, because the government painted the bottom of their layer. The bottom of their layer is blue. That's what we know as the sky. The rocket ships go into the sky. After they've reached the sky, we can't see them anymore because they go into that other level as supply drops for the government. Astronauts are really just people that they're sending up to the government to meet planets. If you've ever thought about planets, they could be other so-called countries. aliens are things that the government has invented to fix overpopulation. They've thought ahead of time. The dude who came up with the Area 51 raid, he was sent down by the government to reduce overpopulation. He said, show the aliens, which were something that the government invented so that it would fix overpopulation. Why do you think there are different currencies? To cause, like, conflict. It's the same with language. There are different languages to cause conflict, for war, for fixing overpopulation and killing people. Yeah, okay, next question.
Wow, thank you for that elaborate response. Wow, that's very good. Well, my next question then is, do humans have free will, or are we just thoughtless beings from the government?
Well, we have free will, but the government still guides us. You can't do anything on your own. Where'd you get the idea to do something? Who told you to clean your room? Your mom. Why did your mom tell you to clean your room? Because the standard for humans is to be clean. Cleanliness, which is a standard sent down by the government.
Okay, that's interesting. So, what would you say the point to life in general is?
Furthering the government's thirst for knowledge. They keep moving forward. Right? They move in a straight line. We move in a circle. We go around and around producing food, producing fuel, producing all of this stuff to send to the government. The reason our layer of the world is getting so hot with global warming is because there's no way for the gases of what we've produced to escape, because they stay trapped in this layer. There's no doors, there's no vents. Oxygen? It's a gas put in by the government.
Wow.
Carbon dioxide is another gas put in by the government. They release the periodic table of elements to us, few elements at a time. Why do you think it keeps getting added to?
The government! Oh my gosh! Yeah. It all makes sense.
And if you think about money really quick, what is money? Money is a piece of paper or a piece of metal. Why do we want a piece of metal? We don't. Why do we want a piece of paper? We don't. The government has told us, society has told us, that this object is worth something that can further ourselves. It's worth something that can get us that comfortable chair or that piece of bread. But why do we want that bread? We want that bread to sustain ourselves. So the government is making us use this to get what we want, this imaginary thing that they've created. So we rely on them.
Okay, so then what's our purpose?
Our purpose is to make provisions for the government. Music, entertainment for the government. TV shows, entertainment for the government. Food, sustenance for the government.
Okay. Well, how did you come up with this idea of this government? Like, how did this come to you?
I was thinking.
Okay.
Thinking through life, like, what drives everything?
What's the point of it all? Yeah.
If you're just gonna die, why do you work in the first place? Why do you not just die?
I mean, it's kind of similar to your point about the unicorn. Because maybe someone just thought it up into existence.
Someone just thought of the government, or someone just thought of the unicorn? Because no one
Either.
Could, like, Both. Who would think of a magical horse with a horn on its head? Why would that be the first thing you go to? Why wouldn't you create a monster, like tentacle monsters or...
tentacle monsters.
Something like that.
Well, monsters are by nature scary because they're monsters.
Well, a unicorn is a monster.
Really?
But a unicorn isn't scary.
That's interesting.
A unicorn is seen as a symbol of purity.
Yes.
Who would have thought that a monster would be seen as a symbol of purity? It wouldn't. Monsters are inherently bad, right? Wrong. Because if it's a real thing, it defines itself. You don't need to think it up.
Wow, our government. Man, that government.
You can try to think of loopholes, but there's really nothing. Words, they were told to you by someone who learned them from someone who learned them from someone. They're just hearsay. How do you understand what I'm saying? What am I saying? What if everything I say gets interpreted by you in a different way than I'm actually hearing it?
Well, my mind has been opened. I understand the things I've never known before. Thank you for this experience. It's truly enlightening. I feel like I understand the world and how we function, how everything is pointless, and we're serving this government that we haven't heard of, and it makes sense, you know? Everything
yeah.
makes sense.
Have you ever just, like, stood at the top of something really tall and been like, if I jump off of this, what happens? Nothing happens. You die, everything's over. It's not like there's a heaven or a hell, because thinking scientifically, if your brainstem snapped, your brain doesn't work, no blood is being anywhere, you can't see, you can't hear, you can't feel, you're gone. Everything about you is gone. But the government has convinced us that if you're a good person, if you do what you say, if you get a job, you'll go to heaven. Why do they want us to be good people? So we can further them. Because if they've created this place, this hellfire pit, hell, which would inevitably be the lowest circle of the earth, they have to also create this wonderful place to contrast it. And they're like, if you're bad, you go here. If you're good, you go here.
Then what about the atheists, those who don't believe in either?
The atheists live for themselves. I'm an atheist. I live for myself. I don't live for the government. Because I know that all religions were placed down on earth by the government. They want to be seen as God. They want to be seen as angels.
Wow. I just gotta say again, you are just, I feel like the words of the government are just flowing through you. It's great.
I'm a prophet of the government.
Yeah. It's like religion, but not quite. Because religion is just from the government.
Full of crap.
Sure, that too. Well, thank you so much for speaking. If you have any other last words you'd like to say? No?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, thank you.
How long was that?
That was 13 minutes long.
Oh, that felt longer.